The majority of forced laborers at Rheimag had to live in the encampments built around Walpurgisberg. The building and barracks were overcrowded, dirty, and full of vermin and pests. There was no privacy. In addition, there were two penal camps to which forced laborers were transferred in the event of minor offenses. There, they were viciously mistreated. The sanitary facilities were highly inadequate. There were not enough latrines in the camps. Driven by necessity, many of the forced laborers simply went in the vicinity of the camps. Many people suffered diarrhea and did not reach the latrines in time. The guards often responded with brutal punishments. Very few forced laborers possessed adequate clothing. Some of them even had to go barefoot in winter. The food supply was at no point sufficient. On average, daily, one received a maximum of 500 grams of bread and a little fat, jam, sugar, or something of the sort, as well as a liter of watered-down soup. Sometimes the food ran out while being served. Sometimes it was inedible. It took several months before any type of health care existed at the Rheimag camps. In general, there was a lack of medicines and proper sanitation. The sick received only half rations and were mistreated and murdered. As a result, many of the prisoners went for a long time before reporting that they were sick, and when they finally did, many were turned away by the medical personnel. This resulted in the rapid spread of infectious diseases such as dysentery, diphtheria, tuberculosis, and epidemic typhus. It is estimated that in the 1 year that Rheimag was operational, up to 3,000 forced laborers died due to the terrible living and working conditions, maltreatment, and murder, as well as the death march. The exact number of the dead in Rheimag is incalculable. However, it is clearly higher than at any other forced labor camps. Through the work, the inadequate medical care, during the excavation of the camp and the subsequent death march, this cost of life was deemed acceptable. At least several dozen forced laborers were simply directly murdered, either by being beaten to death or getting shot.